This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Now, here's Terry Tenseth with the Live Feed.
On this episode of The Live Feed, we return to Midwest Music Fest 2015 with a visit from the Brass Messengers. This 11-piece group hails from the Twin Cities and delivers a sprawling fun factory of entertainment. You will hear tunes that fit into the twisted brass tubing, from inspired originals to sing-alongs and covers from around the globe. The group shares with us how they came together during the May Day Parade more than 13 years ago, fun adventures on the road, and how they interrupted a marching band performance. Keep listening as we bring you part of their show from the historic Masonic Temple in downtown Winona. This is Terry Tenseth with the Brass Messengers on the live feed from Midwest Music Fest. You guys just played an amazing concert. You had people jumping up and down. You played some polka. You played some jazz, kind of Nolan style stuff going on. You have to, right? For those of you who wish to participate, can you go ahead and introduce yourself and what you do in the band?
Sure, I'm JB McLean. I'm one of the trombone players.
I'm Tony Rondazzo, and I jump around and do stuff.
And plays polkas.
Spencer Roth, trumpet.
Ryan Billig, big bass drum.
Chris Hepla, snare drum.
Kristen Frabel, reed and dance instigator.
I'm Scott. I play the C melody saxophone.
There's 11 of you. We don't have everybody I know in the room right now, but who wants to tell me the tale of how you all got together?
I can tell it.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Basically,
but I'm going to correct you along
please,
the way.
Please do. A lot of the members that were playing tonight used to play and still do in this festival in Minneapolis that's called the May Day Parade. And there is just a community band where people can gather in the streets, people that haven't played their instruments for a long time or whatever, get together, and they march down the street right for the May Day Parade. And roughly 13, 14 years ago, several of us were in this community band and decided we wanted to do it more than just once a year. And then we founded Brass Messengers, which wasn't called Brass Messengers. We had no idea what it was going to be called for a long, long time, but
the Brass Souls.
The Brass Souls, and
taken. There's a band in Australia called the Brass Souls.
Is obviously that right? The Brass Souls?
Yeah, yeah.
Those Brass Souls.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
Oh, this is.
And then some people had tin ears, and we wanted to be brass ears, but the brass.
Names.
I'm gonna pass it over to Tony.
No,
that's how it got started. We wanted to play the music because we had so much fun doing it. And it's like, why don't we bring it to the streets? So we brought it to the streets, brought it to bars, brought it to parties, brought it to weddings, wherever we were asked to play. And so that's what we still do. We do festivals, we do bars, we do weddings, we do parties, we do on the street. Pretty soon we're going to get in tune.
So with the collective of you all, how do you balance out what you're going to create on stage or for performance? How do you get that together and agree on what you're going to do?
Is anyone going to talk about agreeing on anything?
So basically how we do the doing a song, we'll come up with an idea for a song, we'll write out parts for everybody, we'll change it around so everybody feels comfortable doing it, and when we're playing it live, we'll switch it up, and yeah, the agreement. So anyway, we write out the different parts, we play it, we have fun, we decide which ones people respond to, and we decide which ones we want to keep playing.
And we
throw
a lot of juvenile humor at each other? Well, you and I do.
But anyway, the balancing act of playing with 11, 12 people, depending on how many we have, is make sure everybody feels comfortable with what they're doing, let them have enough independence to play and to play around with the songs. And the stuff changes almost every show. So it's things will come out, different solos come in that are great, and different rhythms happen.
How do you coordinate schedules, get everything together when there's this many?
Ah!
I do not have an answer to that question. It's luck.
It's thank you, JB.
We just don't do that.
Yeah, we try our best to coordinate schedules, and usually we do a pretty good job. I mean, we have set rehearsal times Monday night every week. That's set in stone. In terms of scheduling gigs, you know, we book it as far in advance as we, you know, possibly can, and everybody puts it on the calendar, and we coordinate that way. And just not everybody is always at every rehearsal, every gig, but you know, we have a full band. We might be missing one or two people, but you know, we always have a good group of people together for a lot of the shows.
We'll be right back.
Listening to The Live Feed and our coverage of Midwest Music Fest 2015. I'm Terry Tensett, taking you back to my interview with the Brass Messengers at the historic Masonic Temple in downtown Winona.
Getting all the different styles together, it sounded great on stage, and I'm sure everybody's got a different personality that they bring to the band, right? Does anybody want to talk about personalities coming out?
Personalities,
yeah.
Or styles?
Both.
Oh. Well, I'll talk about styles. I'm not sure about personalities. stylistically, when we started, we heard the music of Romania and Macedonia and Serbia, these brass bands there, and we were just blown away by the music, by the Roma music of Eastern Europe. And we started playing that music and kind of realized that we didn't quite have it. That music is like, comes out of years and years of traditions and generations playing it. And in our case, we started to sort of slide back over into our own styles of music, listen to a lot of African brass band stuff and Caribbean and New Orleans music, and eventually just started writing our own songs. And at this point, most of what you heard tonight is original music, a few takes on some African swing and that kind of thing. But for the most part, it was all original stuff. So it's a sort of Minneapolis-grown thing. And a lot of this is happening all over the country. There's a lot of great brass bands like this happening all over the country and the world, for that matter. So it's a kind of a growing movement.
You're the only lady in the band. So what's it like being with all these guys?
Well, I've learned over the years that when we're on tour, I should get my own room.
Are you saying that there might be certain smells or there might be certain...
No comment.
What, can you talk about that?
Yeah, sometimes I've come in late at night after everyone's sleeping, and it's what I would call a snorkestra, where there's... many different sounds of sleeping. Some are kind of alarming, but if you check, everyone looks okay, so you don't wake them up.
Or other bodily functions. Yeah. As we just...
I would like to mention we are a dance band.
Yes. Oh. We call ourselves the Brass Messengers.
The next song we're going to do is a sing-along. And if you guys can remember the words, it goes, hep. Hep. There it is. I think we can do it. Hep, hep, hep.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Been listening to the brass-tastic sprawling Fun Factory entertainment that only the Brass Messengers can provide. I'm Terry Tensett, taking you back to my interview with the 11-piece band during Midwest Music Fest 2015.
Who wants to tell me some of your favorite road stories or things that have happened along the way that you might find entertaining? Or who's got one for me?
I have one.
All right.
Oh, geez. Uh-oh.
So we go out and play in Boston for... There's a street type of a function, which is called honk, which is a bunch of street musicians get together or other musicians and play. We're in Somerville, Massachusetts, which is just right outside of Boston. We've been there 3 years, and there's always a house that's put up. Cod's Country. And it's a matter of I remember where we're staying because there's a few houses, and so I've got a good memory. I don't need a map or a GPS. And so we're pulling in about 12:30 to this house that we can stay in. And only I forgot and went about one block too short of where the house was at. And so we walked up. It looked just the same as the house we were staying in. We walked up the stairs to where we're living, and we opened the door, and... an 80-year-old lady sits up in bed and goes, "What? Who is it?" And we're like, "Oh no, wrong house! Whoops!"
Maybe still
and,
in touch with her.
Though. I am. Yes.
If it can go wrong, it will go wrong, right? Have there been other instances that have gone wrong that you've had to turn right?
Yeah, that was the Colonel Mustard Band. I don't know. I can't. I don't know it good enough.
Oh, God. Well, we had a really good idea one time down in Lakeville to join a very, very fancy and kind of regimented and really like a high school marching band. I think they won some national contest, and they were this amazing marching band. And we thought, you know, in the spirit of honk or the spirit of just... play that we yeah it was the 4th of July that we would join them, and
we'd have a face, we'd have a brass off,
yeah, that we'd have a brass off, and it didn't go as it did. What happened in real life wasn't what we thought would happen in our heads, and I think the police were involved at one point. Wait, who saved me from them?
Chris.
I think that was me. Kristen and a retired police officer were having words, and it was starting to get really heated. Because really, we were just, you know, we were walking around playing all day. So we came across this, you know, marching band, and we just thought, oh, what fun. We didn't realize they were actually in the middle of a show, a performance. So there was a lot of really angry parents like, oh, and they were so mad at us. And we finally realized like, oh, no. But it was kind of too late.
But it wasn't the Brass Messengers. It was the Colonel Mustard Marching Band. Yeah, to clarify.
Just for that day.
Just to clarify.
For that day.
Colonel Mustard Band is notorious in Lakeville.
Oh, no.
We're the Brass Messengers. We're good. We don't do that.
Colonel Mustard Band, no.
So if people want to find out more information about you all, when you're going to be playing next, any albums, things of that nature?
We have a very fancy new webpage. So go to www.brassmessengers.com. We're on Facebook, and we keep that updated regularly. So go there and just Brass Messengers. Yeah, and none of us know how to use Twitter. You can go there, but yeah. But Facebook is up. Hey, stop that thing.
Well, thanks so much for taking some time. I know you want to enjoy the rest of the festival, so thank you.
We're here in Winona. I was driving from Viroqua over here to Winona. I went fishing and I went hiking on the trails and the prairies. And I heard a polka station on the radio.
Again to the Brass Messengers for visiting with us on the live feed. More information on the group can be found at www.brassmessengers.com. Another thank you goes out to Brett Hoos of Soundstrations Audio Production Incorporated for providing us with a great mix from Midwest Music Fest. More information on Brett can be found at soundstrations.com. Last but not least, thank you to all who made Midwest Music Fest possible. More information on Midwest Music Fest can be found on Facebook and at www.midwestmusicfest.org. I'm Terry Tensett, thanking you for listening to The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.